I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Alabama wide receiver Devonta Smith. It's Devonta. It's not Devonte. I have looked it up. Devonta.
And Chris Ello.
Physically, Devonta Smith. This is
you
a
just quote. Called him Devonte after making a big deal about calling him Devonta.
I know. This isn't Brent's quote.
Wait, hold up. Make sure you clip that right there.
Yes.
That, and clip the whole piece about you. It's Devonta, not Devonte. I've looked it up, and then boom, and then calling Devonta. Him Devonte.
Okay,
immediately.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Scraby never ceases to amaze us.
Schroeder, Schrader, whatever.
It's all the same. Schroeder. Doesn't matter.
Schroeder.
Welcome into Gwen and Chris. Halfway through the show, 5:01 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello. And I think we spent the first hour of this show really trying to talk everybody off the ledge. Hope it worked.
Seemed to. People have been kind of calm.
Yeah,
they have, calmer been, than they were on the coach's show. That's for sure.
Yeah, they were. Oh man, if you tuned in to Coach, which I hope you did earlier, he certainly had a lot of callers that were in their feelings a little bit.
Yeah, they so were, if you were out of the country last week and you just flew home and listened to the coach's show, you would swear the Padres started 0-7.
You would. They're actually 4-3. And they after taking 3 of 4 from the Diamondbacks, they lost 2 of 3 to the Giants, who, by the way, I think everybody said would be a team that is going to play hard and would be a tough team to beat. Like, they're not – I don't consider them like the Diamondbacks or the Rockies. I think the Giants are the third best team in this division.
I know, Tony, but how can you lose a series at home to such a bad team? Oh, wait. The Dodgers lost one series all season last year, and it was at home. Do you know who to? The Rockies.
Oh, the Rockies, yeah.
The only team to beat the Dodgers in a series all season, and it was the Rockies at Dodger Stadium. So teams, believe it or not, can overcome such horrific results and still have a good season. So.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. And
yeah.
We talked about it. Listen, there are things to be concerned about, right? I think the defense, the fielding mistakes are one of them. I'm not as concerned about the slow offense. I see a lot of good things happening. I see them creating opportunities. They just haven't cashed them in. And to me, that's been the difference. I'm not concerned with Blake Snell. I think he is – Listen, for I can't even fix my mouth to say bad. The dude gave
Why
up two
runs. Why are
people runs.
Concerned about Blake Snell? He's given up 2 runs since the beginning of spring training.
Because he's not going deeper into games after 2 starts.
All right.
And who is?
And
that's what my point. I'm about to say. Jacob DeGrom went, I think, 6 in his first start.
Yes, he
gave
did.
Up no hits, and they pulled him out after 75 pitches. So. This is across Major League Baseball, and I told everybody this is a concern. And whether the concern is real or not is really doesn't matter. The teams think it's a concern, and this is how they're going to approach starting pitching. And it's not just a problem. I actually believe, and I've watched a whole bunch of baseball besides the Padres this week. Most teams aren't letting their pitchers get to 90. The Padres let two different pitchers get into the 90s of their pitch count, and I haven't seen a game yet where I've seen a pitcher get into the 90s. I haven't. Doesn't mean it hasn't happened, but I've watched a lot of baseball, and most teams and guys' first couple starts aren't letting them get to 90.
No, I believe last night was the first time all year that any pitcher has completed 8 innings. I could be wrong. I haven't looked at the box score of every single game this season, but Antonio Senzatella, the Rockies, last night pitched 8 shutout innings, but only threw 96 pitches. Had a comfortable lead. Bud Black took him out of the ballgame at that point, and that's it. Today, Corbin Burnes of Milwaukee pitched 6 innings, allowed 1 hit, no runs, out of the game. And that's just what they're doing right now across baseball. Yeah. So I have no concern about Blake Snell whatsoever. The only 2 runs he's given up was a long fly ball that bounced off the glove of Mateo and went over the fence. That's it. He didn't give up a run in spring training. So, yeah, this whole notion that guys aren't going deep enough. Darvish went 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 run the other night. If that would have been July or August, he probably would have finished the game with a complete game 5 hitter or something like that. But this is April, and he's coming out of that game. And he didn't even get the win. So this is across baseball, people. Jake Arrieta got his second win today for the Chicago Cubs. He's the only starting pitcher across all of baseball that has 2 wins. The only one.
Right.
So it's we're not seeing it.
That's why Emilio Pagan was like a league leader.
He was the league leader for a couple of days. Yeah. There's a reliever for the Phillies that already has 3 wins.
Yeah.
Brogdon, I think his name.
That's going to be the case because teams are super cautious because they don't know. Listen, there's two train of thoughts, right? That the 60-game season could be to pitchers' detriment because you're loading on a whole bunch of innings after such a small amount. But there's also the train of thought from some guys in the league that this could be a benefit. They didn't have as much taxing on their arms in 2020 and that they will be fresher in 2021. So the reality is nobody knows yet. We won't really know until we get the data at the end of the season, but you can rest assured with the kind of money that's at stake, teams are going to be extremely cautious when it comes to these arms. That's just the way it is. It's not just the Padres. As Chris has made the point, it's across Major League Baseball. So it's just something that we got to get used to. And regardless of how many pitches Blake Snell threw, had he, say, he gone 76 pitches, 80 pitches, and given up nothing through 6, guess what? He likely would have came out. I'll just take you back to Joe Musgrove's brilliant start. He threw, I think, 76 pitches.
That's it.
After 6, came out the game. That is how they are doing it, period.
There's another reason why the Padres are doing it and can do it and may continue to do it. And that is the 4-pronged closer that the Padres have. That law firm known as Melanson, Pomeranz, Pagan, and Kayla. 13 2/3 innings, no runs, 5 hits, and 15 strikeouts. Combine their 3-0 with 3 saves. I mean, that's perfection, basically, from those 4 guys. As long as you get that, there's no reason not to go to your bullpen.
One of you two needs to put together the initials that go better, and that might have to be their new nickname, the law firm.
The law firm.
Like Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
Well, it doesn't – unfortunately, there's no name that can be named – can be formed out of the initials KPPM. Because there's no vowels there, but Kayla, Pagan, Pomeranz, Melanson, KPPM, that doesn't sound. Maybe just the law firm might work, Tony. We'll have to
the law firm might work.
Give it a shot, see how it flies.
All right, let's jump to the phone lines. Robert out in Vista is on the line. Robert, welcome to the show.
Robert.
Happy Thursday to you, man.
Hey, how's the best team on radio doing?
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, even better now.
Good.
Very good, Robert.
No, we're doing great now.
Oh, man, I had to sleep off a restless night from sports, but the only thing the team is lacking is fun. They look like they're not even enjoying themselves on the field. What do you guys think?
Interesting comment, Tony.
That
what
is. Listen, that could happen when expectations can kind of be overwhelming. I don't think this team is overwhelmed by any means, but to be frank, baseball is only fun when you're winning, right? There's a reason why we saw so many smiles last year, and we saw it through the first four games. There was a lot of smiles, a lot of guys, you know, having a good time, but losing, especially when you feel like you're the better team, weighs heavy. It weighs heavy on you sometime, Robert, and I could see how it could – you could see that. Like, they don't look like they're having fun, and quite frankly, they haven't. They probably haven't. They lose – Fernando, that's probably, you know, that's definitely not fun. You lose two of three to a giant club that you felt like you probably should have took two of three from. That doesn't bode well for fun. But I always liked, when I was playing at least, and I know many players feel the same way, sometimes the road can be like a blessing because it's everybody against you. You have to kind of come together. I don't think it's by mistake that the Padres, when they got rolling, it started on the road. They lost those three games. Yeah, they lost those three games in Arizona. They moved on to Texas, and it was like us against everybody else. And they almost embodied that after the Grand Slam and you know whatever transpired after that from Fernando, and they just took on that mentality. And sometimes that is what kind of brings guys together again. So I'm looking forward to watching these guys play on the road because it'll just be them together trying to do it. But I Robert, I certainly could see how you could see that they're not having fun, especially in these last three. Chris,
I like the way you're saying that. I mean, yeah, and I think you hit it, you know, closer on the head when you talked about the expectations, Tony. Expectations are a good thing, but they are they're a pressure thing too. And yeah. I think it's going to take a while before this team settles in and gets comfortable. And the reason it's not comfortable is because these games really matter. And I don't mean it in that sense, but they matter because the expectations are there that they're going to matter. And so right. I think you bring to the table a little more serious approach when the expectations are like they are. And I think that it's going to be, you know, partly up to the leaders on this team. You know, Machado right now with Tatis down and, you know, Will Myers and Hosmer, especially Hosmer, to help this team kind of find the happy zone that they need to be in. And they'll find it. It just may take a little while.
And, you know, sometimes that takes a little bit of learning, right? It can be it's somewhere in the middle, right? You want to have fun, but you know with the expectation, there is a certain seriousness that comes along with it. And in 162, that may take a little while to figure out exactly where that midpoint is. And now you're adjusting without one of your energy guys, right? And Fernando's more than just an energy guy. He's an MVP-type talent. But he's also an energy guy. And so somebody else has to step into that void. Fortunately for them, they have a guy like Jerickson Profar who can step into that void, who has that kind of same energy. But it might take a little time for them to find that midpoint. But good phone call, Robert. Good question asked. But I think we got one more caller on the line. Let's go to Brock and Carl's. But I think Brock won the last month's Vegas trip. Brock, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, I think they're checking my criminal history to make sure I'm legit.
Well, I'm sorry, Brock, that they have a criminal history to check, Brock.
I want to say thank you very much. And, thanks for that. I'm a total diehard, but I'm also a total fair weather fan, so I hate every loss. But listening to you guys, listening to Coach and Ben and Woods, they remind me that we have to breathe, and we have to remind us that it is a marathon. So that's all I have to say. I wanted to say thank you guys for the trip, and no pictures will be coming because you know what stays in Vegas.
Indeed. Thanks
absolutely.
For the phone call,
thanks, Brock.
Have fun, Brock. Have fun. You know, He brings up another point though that I don't dislike, because we're talking everybody off the ledge today. As a fan, we're allowed to hate every loss and treat it
absolutely.
As if it's the end of the world to a certain extent, you know, because that's kind of way that's the way we roll. And we got to get to Bob Nightingale, so he's coming up in a few minutes. But as a fan, every loss hurts a little bit, and it kind of should hurt a little bit. Players, I think, are a little different. Teams are a little different. They can roll with it a little easier. But also as fans, once the game's over, let it hurt for a little while and then realize it's time to move on because there's a lot more baseball to be played. We're trying to say.
I have with Gwynn Baseball, we have a what we call a 48 to 72 hour rule. You know, something happens a parent may not agree with. We advise to wait 48 to 72 hours.
before you call the owner of the Gwynn Baseball Academy.
Before you call, because a lot of times you give it that, you even give it 24 hours. You feel a little bit differently. You see it a little bit differently. And so, you know, I guess in some ways we should give a little grace to the fans out there, because they was doing less than 24 hours that they experienced the second loss of a three-game set. And, you know, they may need a day or two to kind of calm down. And the beauty thing about baseball is you get that day off today, and guess what? Tomorrow you're right back at it. You get to see your squad once again, hopefully go out and do their thing. All right, let's step away, take a break. When we come back, we got my guy Bob Nightingale to kind of set us straight on what's going around MLB today. This is Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Here's some traffic.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gravy turns down the music, I can properly introduce our guest. 5:21 is the time.
I'm sorry.
Jeez. Joining the show is Odyssey MLB insider Bob Nightingale. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Bob Nightingale, thanks so much for joining us. How are you? Always great to talk to you, sir.
Yeah, doing great. How about you guys?
We are excellent. Thanks, Bob. I want to ask you about I'm sure you saw the play today in the Mets-Marlins game where Conforto got hit by the pitch to end the ball game. And I know it's impossible for baseball ever to change any rules, but what is the explanation that they give? Why can you review some things on instant replay, but something as obvious as that you can't review on instant replay? So the umpires apparently had their hands tied. They couldn't review whether or not Conforto leaned into the pitch. And that I don't quite understand it. If you're going to have replay, to me, you should have replay.
No, I agree. And I think baseball, you know, you watch next year, that will be part of the replay. you know, I know some of the stuff happens in NFL, too. And, you know, what can replay do and don't? Yeah, I mean, Ron Culpa, yeah, he admitted to it. He says it should have been a call third strike. Not even – not only the fact that he leaned into it, but it was a pitch over the plate. So Ron, you know, Ron had called strike three and then kind of overruled himself, said, oh, he got hit by the pitch. But if the ball's a strike, you know, you're automatically, you know, that's a strike. In this case, it was a third strike. So, you know, he felt bad about it and he admitted, like, hey, I made a mistake there.
Yeah, that doesn't often happen. I was actually happy to see Ron actually admit to that. Let me ask you about Shohei Ohtani, because he's pretty much he's one of the biggest conversations right now in baseball. How do the Angels plan on keeping him healthy? I know Joe Maddon has said he's going to really rely on Shohei and him telling him what days he needs off or whatnot. But I was making a point today that if he continues down this path, is there really even anybody who can compete for an MVP at this rate?
You know, not if he pitches well. I mean, we see what he's doing offensively. We saw glimpses of it in the past. But if he can be just a 500 pitcher with a 4 ERA, as long as he's hitting like this, you throw in the pitching with it, you know, hey, he would be the favorite. You know, it's almost like when people say, who are the greatest, players of all time? Everybody goes to Babe Ruth because he pitched and hit. So now we'd be saying the same thing about Ohtani, who's the greatest player in the game. You know, Ohtani, because he can do both and nobody else is.
Bob Nightingale is with us, our Odyssey MLB insider, talking a little MLB here to open the season. Bob, Padres look like they've dodged the bullet for now with Fernando Tatis Jr. Don't know who you've talked to, but I imagine you've done a little poking around. What do you think of their decision to hold off on the surgery right now and hope that he can make it through this season and hope that he can come back in a couple of weeks?
No, I like the decision as long as, he wasn't in pain and feels they can do it. And when you think about it, Chris and Tony, it's a little bit like Bellinger last year. Remember, Bellinger's shoulder popped out, during the celebration during the NLCS and still played in the World Series. Now, if it's a continual problem and, you're healthy one day and you're out the next 10 days, that's not going to work. But you might as well try this. And then I think, once the season's over, you might as well go ahead and have that surgery so this thing doesn't just keep recurring. So, they said, hey, they'll try it for now. They think it will work. But, you don't want to take away his aggressiveness and everything else. It's almost like, okay, this happens again. They may have no choice but to have surgery.
Yeah, everybody's talking about Bellinger popping out in the playoffs. The first time it popped out was actually a couple years prior in a series here in San Diego with him playing first base. It was also, I think, one of the last few times he played first base because of it. And it'll be interesting to see how this kind of unfolds with Fernando Tatis. Bob, first week of the season, what's been one of the impressions you've got just watching the league as a whole?
Well, on the negative side, the Oakland A's, I mean, just being that bad. I mean, they're not just losing, they're getting crushed. they gave up 8 runs the first game, then at least 9 the next 4 or 5 after that. Now they're going to be without their closer, Rosenthal. Remember the Padres won? He wanted to go back to Padres, so Padres made a good call there. So, they won the division last year. Houston's playing lights out. Are you worried about Houston, how they would react with all the, crowd, all the fans, unable to boo them last year? Now they're taking advantage of it this year. So we'll see how that plays. Nothing else, big. Maybe the one thing is Philadelphia. I think we all saw how bad that bullpen was last year. It was historically bad. It's like, okay, there's no way it can happen again. And it's not. They got Dave Dombrowski in there, and he fixed that bullpen. Scary team. I mean, if anybody can knock off the Atlanta Braves in the East, it's going to be the Phillies.
Bob Nightingale's with us. How about starting pitchers, Bob? We saw, Snell's and Darvish have been held to 5 or 6 innings. A couple of guys are going 7. I think Senzatella snuck 8 in last night. What are you hearing throughout the league in terms of what people are thinking about, getting pitchers up to up to snuff and coming off the 60-game season with 162 ahead?
Well, so far it's been, normal, Chris, with the pitch counts and everything else. Yeah. We'll see what happens come July or so. That's where the Dodgers are so, so good, is because they can throw 8 or 9 pitchers at you. They're going to shut some guys down during the season. But otherwise, I think, guys are good to go like a normal year. Been a little impressed by Arrieta. I mean, Arrieta wasn't doing much at all those 3 years in Philadelphia. Now he's 2-0 and keeping the Cubs right there. Snell was my Cy Young pick. I like to see him go more innings. And I think once he overcomes that, now I'm not in Tampa anymore. I'm not going to get pulled out after 5. let me you know, watch my pitch count a little bit, get some ground balls from the strikeouts. Because certainly he has the stuff to, you know, and obviously win the Cy Young in the AL East. If you can win the Cy Young in the AL East, you can certainly win it in the NL West.
Now, you bring up a terrific point. That's the thing that I come away from in his two-star. His stuff is so good. It's kind of mind-blowing that it's almost like he's trying to be too perfect at times with his pitch selection, and it ends up running his pitch count up. All right, I got to ask, Bob, I know it's been at the forefront of my mind because I know the collective bargaining agreement ends at the end of this year. At what point do these two sides need to start having discussions? I know there hasn't been very much chatter, but when does it get to the point where they need to start having conversation?
Well, I mean, the earlier the better for sure. But, you know, talking to, you know, people involved, they say, let's be honest, none of the serious talks will get going until September, October anyway. And, you know, it's almost like, you know, almost like a trade deadline. You can talk all you want, but until that last hour when that deadline comes, nothing happens. And I think the same thing may happen here. I mean, the fact they couldn't get expanded playoffs again, even though the players loved it, the fact that they couldn't get a DH, even though both sides really want it, you know, shows you how, you know, bad blood between the two sides. So, you know, I think they'll talk during the summer, but I don't think seriously anything's going to get going until, you know, after the playoffs.
Fantastic, Bob. I was hoping you'd say that they started talking yesterday and we just didn't, nobody reported on it.
And they can't even agree what day it is. You know,
like, I know.
It's ugly. I mean, it's as ugly as it's been since 94, 95. You know, I know everybody's predicting doomsday. You know, and we'll see. But I do think both sides know that, hey, the fans don't have the stomach for a work stoppage. So, hey, if there's a shutdown during the winter, and that's fine, as long as it does, you know, as long as you still have spring training starting on time and a full 162.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, always great catching up with you. Thanks for the time, and look forward to chatting with you a little later in the year. Appreciate
Thanks,
all your
Bob.
Insight.
Look forward to it. Thank you, guys. Take
all right,
care.
Appreciate it. There he is, Bob Nightingale, our Odyssey MLB insider. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Also, the premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Come visit us today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Find new roads. I don't know if you caught that during the interview, Tony, but Bob Nightingale talked about the A's losing Trevor Rosenthal. And I hadn't heard that, and the story just popped up not too long ago. That, I mean, this is a big deal. Trevor Rosenthal is out for 60 days at least. Mm-hmm. He underwent surgery today after he was diagnosed with, and I'm not even going to get this, severe neurovascular compression. But just to try to explain, they had to remove his first rib.
Yeah.
Man, what a painful procedure that had to be. And I, you know, we all really like Trevor Rosenthal here. I mean, for the short time he was in San Diego, but think about the Padres, you know, everybody and me included clamoring for Rosenthal, clamoring for Kirby Yates. And now neither of them are pitching, you know, right now. Yates, unfortunately, is out for the season. Rosenthal's got at least 2 months before he'll be back. It's amazing. Some of the moves you make or don't make, I guess, Tony, are the best ones, as they say.
Yeah. Listen, I think when it comes to that, A.J. Preller's been pretty good. You know, I think, you know, that thoracic injury or what is it? I think they removed the rib to kind of release some pressure on that nerve.
Yeah.
It has become a more frequent surgery for pitchers. And, That seemingly is what Trevor Rosenthal had, and you know, a lot of people were clamoring for him and here to return, and you know, AJ Preller thought differently about it. So it turns out that he may have been right. He was right.
He was, yeah, certainly. All right, we'll take a quick time out here. Thanks to Bob Nightingale. Always great chatting baseball with him. Always great catching up on the Daily Gambit and all the money that we've lost. We'll let you know about that when we return with more Gwynn and Chris here on 97.3 The Fan.
On the clock, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matthew Scraby here with you on this Thursday evening. And I think, Chris, we've been able to kind of calm some nerves out there in terms of the pods and the, I can't even call it a slow start. It's a 4-3 start.
I know.
Nothing slow about that. But
we used to celebrate a 4-3 start around here.
Right. Just goes to show you where the expectation is. And we've talked a lot about it. But in this segment, we got a little bit of daily gambit coming your way. Scraby has put together some prop bets. And it was funny. During the break, he was like, man, the baseball doesn't really release the prop bets until like the day of. And I was like, well, I think that's kind of built in to protect themselves because there was a player named Pete Rose that kind of gambled on the game. And you probably want to give him as late a notice about these type of things as you possibly can.
Yeah.
So,
that is a very good explanation, Tony. But on the other hand, I think you have to, you know, just kind of hope that your guys in the league don't bet on baseball.
That's
number one. And really, they should try to get the bets out earlier because, as we've learned doing this segment, a lot of people really love to, you know, put a little wager on stuff in these games, and it makes it more interesting for them to tune in. And the NBA and, you know, the NFL, of course, kind of capitalizing on that. Right? I mean, I have found myself this year, and we just do these for fun, but I have found myself watching a Pelicans-Hornets game to see if so-and-so gets a number of rebounds and I can be right or wrong on my prediction. I would never watch that Hornets-Pelicans game in, you know, in another situation. Baseball needs to understand that. So I think at the risk of, you know, having another Pete Rose situation, they ought to try to get some of these odds out a little earlier because I hate to say it because I'm not a fan of it, but the more you have to gamble on, the more interest there is in your game.
Yeah,
of course.
At least until you fix the whole doing things that may bring younger fans to actually watching the game.
Right.
You got to find some gimmicks, right? Fake it till you make it, right? So you got to you got to do some things that keep people entertained, and this is certainly one of the ways, and you're seeing it really across baseball. You know, Bally is now. And you know, by the way, when I say Bally, I don't know about you guys, I think of casino, right?
Of course.
There's like a workout facility Bally, right? I didn't know this.
Oh, you know what? I did know that. It didn't hit me until right now.
Somebody, I didn't know. I didn't even know that existed. Somebody, it was like, we were talking.
Is that who is?
I'm not 100% sure.
I know that there's a company that is a big time TV company that bought all of the different things, and then they sold the naming rights to Bally. But I totally thought it was Bally's, like the casino.
I think that was Sinclair.
Sinclair, yeah.
When I was a kid, Scraby.
If I could turn back time.
You know, I'd rather hear Cher.
Oh, okay. I can do that.
Thank you. When I was a kid, Bally used to be the maker of pinball machines.
I love pinball machines.
And I just happened to click on this. There's a pinball wizard from the, you know, movie designed after the movie Tommy. Do you remember that? The Who's
Tommy.
Rock opera Tommy. And there was a famous song called Pinball Wizard.
Oh, how could I ever forget?
No, I'm just, a lot of people probably would remember. Don't be a, can we say jackass?
No, you can't.
Why not?
Don't say it again. I've already had to dump you once today.
There's one Wizard Tommy pinball machine right now going on eBay used for $6,000. So,
Yeah. I'm all into
I should have hung on to my Bally pinball machine.
Yes, I'm all into the restoration thing right now, and you can make a ton of money off of like a 1970s pinball machine that's been restored. You can make like $10,000 to $15,000. It's insane.
Yeah, well, okay.
All right, well, get us to the daily gamble. Before you do it, let's check some traffic.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, The Daily Gambit, our daily betting segment, usually around now, 5:30 to 5:45. We didn't have really any bets to review. We already talked about our Final Four March Madness bets. Tony took the entire title by splitting the 62 games. He went 31 and 31. I went 30. And 32, and Chris,
I would like to know how in a 64 team field
one of the games
didn't get
played. Yes, it didn't get played.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. One game didn't get played.
That's right.
Fair enough.
Tony's just flexing. I'm already. We're playing Chris's stupid, fantabulous, stupid game show at 6 o'clock, and I'm already having like flashbacks of Tony in the camera flexing because he won.
You know what's funny about the fantabulous game show is if you actually win it for a change today, you will actually start to like the game show again.
Nah, probably not.
It's funny how that works, Chris. Yeah,
just like people with the runner on second rule change in baseball. They loved it last year. Now, yesterday the Padres lost, so nobody likes it anymore.
We'll see. But anyway, we don't really have any bets to review. And since we're not going to be on, and we'll be on tomorrow from 3 to 4, but we're not going to do Daily Gambit. So the next Daily Gambit will be Thursday. So we're not going to make any bets. We're just going to talk about certain bets that are out there.
Okay.
But first, I have to read this. This hour is brought to you by Vons and Albertsons. Shop Albertsons and Vons for the best in produce, like California cuties. These little gems are super sweet, the perfect on-the-go treat. Right now, get 3-pound bags for just $2.97 each through April 13th with Club Card where applicable.
Tony tried to charge $2.99 earlier.
For a sweetie?
For the same...
For a cutie.
For the same 3-pound bag.
I did.
You did read that.
I checked myself. I corrected myself, but...
He did.
I did originally try to charge a little much.
Where did I go? Where was I doing?
You probably like reading or doing something, not paying attention to the show.
Stunning
clearly.
News development. Matt Scraby was not paying attention.
Chris. All right.
Never happens.
All right. Yesterday I asked, actually we do have unofficial bets to review, but yesterday I tweeted out before the Padres game a couple Daily Gambit bets, and I got some I put up a poll. The first one was Blake Snell over under 7.5 strikeouts. And what would you have said, Chris, before the game?
Well, I would have... I now know the answer. So
okay, let me not
say yes. He would have gone over. I'm dumb. I admit.
Let me save that clip.
Not that bad.
All right.
You've already got that clip. I think I've already said it before.
You can't use it twice.
I forgot. I have this one.
I'm a clown. Yeah, you already have that.
So the bet was Blake Snell over under 7.5 strikeouts. He had 8, and 89% of the voters on the poll took over. So the very smart Padres fans right there.
I would have won that one. Mark Grant asked me how many did I think he would get before we went on air, and I was like, you'll get more than 8. But he ended up right at 8.
Yeah, more than 8. That's a lot, though. 8.
He would have got more than 8 if he would have stayed in the game, for sure.
Yeah. That's the one thing he had that 8 through 5. With him.
8? Wait. Oh,
he
yeah.
He had 8
yeah,
strikeouts
yeah.
through 5 innings.
But the thing that got him out of the game earlier was not the 8, it was the 4, as yes. in walks.
Yes.
That's what got him out early.
If he would have just had the 2 walks that mm-hmm. he had in his first start, it would have led to him probably getting through 5, maybe another inning.
The other Daily Gambit bet I put up on Twitter, at Matt Scraby, is who hits a home run today? And I put 3 choices, Manny Machado plus 400, Eric Hosmer plus 500, Will Myers plus 500. And Will Myers did win. 50% of the people voted for Will Myers, and Will Myers did homer yesterday.
Wow. So, fans were on top of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, good job. Well done. Good job, everyone out there. I'm going to put some more of
those. Were those
your
own odds, or were those?
No, I pulled them from online.
Somewhere. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a good odds maker. Come on. I'd be like, Will Myers to hit a home run, plus 20. All right.
It's not even how it works.
I know.
I was about to say, what does that even mean?
I don't know.
Plus 20.
I don't know. There's not any Major League Baseball games to be played for the rest of today, so we have no bets on that. But there is the Masters. We haven't really talked about the Masters yet. We'll get into it in the last hour. But the current live Masters betting odds have... been updated, and right now the leader of the Masters is Justin Rose, and he is the leader in the odds. He's plus 350. Then you got Jordan Spieth plus 800. You got John Rahm plus 1300. Patrick Reed plus 1300. Dustin Johnson plus 2000. You guys have anybody in mind you want me to say?
No, Bryson DeChambeau still even a possibility. He's 11 shots off the lead already.
Bryson DeChambeau, his adjusted odds are plus 6,000.
Yeah, he's got to be way up there. I'll tell you what, Justin Rose at plus 350. That means you bet 100, you'd win 350.
Yeah.
Depending on what kind of front runner you think he is, he's up by 4 shots already.
He'll come back to Earth.
Listen to the golf expert. He'll come back to Earth.
Just so you guys know out there, I brought this up earlier and said to Scraby, Justin Rose obviously played pretty well today. He's got a nice lead at the match. And Scraby's like, I hate that guy.
I hate that guy.
There's a stunning development. You hate somebody?
I don't think I said I hated him.
And I'm like, what do you hate about Justin Rose?
The thing about
just
Justin
an Englishman
Rose,
who goes out there and golfs.
Let's
a
hear
little
this
bit.
Explanation.
Here. Yeah, here we go.
The thing
here
about Justin go. Rose is he is a good golfer. He won the gold medal at the Rio Olympics. He's won a U.S. Open. He's been at the top of the leaderboard for majors. But he has this thing where he wins a tournament. And then all of a sudden he's hurt in the next tournament because he's playing bad and he withdraws. And it's just a little much.
You know what? It's the same reason that you don't like Brooks Koepka. That's
right.
The old Koepka thing. That
oh, yeah,
all he does is win major championships. And when he gets to the regular ones, he doesn't win, except for this year, which he won, what was it, the Phoenix Open or something?
He did, yes.
So, you know, but Brooks Koepka never wins anything but a major, except for this year.
He's plus 5,000.
My point is you, Tony brought this up when we had the discussion off air earlier. Justin Rose is good enough that he's earned the right to have a bad couple of rounds and withdraw from a tournament.
No, that's not the thing, though.
Why is that not the thing? I mean, he's still a draw.
Because the last time, I remember Rory McIlroy.
Everybody who misses the cut, you know what?
McIlroy at the Honda Classic one year, he was having a really bad round. It was on the back-to-back of a couple bad days. He was throwing his clubs, he was hitting his clubs, and you know what? He hit a shot, his last bad shot of the day, and he withdrew from the tournament. He got crushed for doing that.
Just yeah, well, that's because it's Rory McIlroy, and he's kind of a pain in the side.
Why? Because he's a great golfer?
No, I don't like him. I'm just being you right now.
Right.
Well, that's fine. I have no problem with you not liking him. I don't.
It's okay.
I don't understand why you don't like him. But
I will say this, Scraby, and I have not done an official study on this, but most golf tournaments, after two rounds, if you call up the leaderboard and you scroll all the way to the bottom, who's ever down there at the bottom, it usually says so-and-so, 81 in the first round, 75, then withdrew in the second round. You see it an awful lot, not just one Justin Rose or, you know, Rory McIlroy. I see a lot of guys that are that far out of the tournament just pick up their ball and go home.
I don't know.
Seems like this happens all the time.
Yeah, I don't know what
you're talking
about. Because
I see it on the leaderboard when I scroll, because I scroll all the way to the bottom to try and see who had a really bad round. And
yeah,
I see.
Too. I love that. That's one of my favorite things about.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I see guys like Ricky. I see guys like Ricky Fowler down there.
He's not playing, is he?
No, but I'm just saying, not today. But
you're just taking
in
a general shot.
I'm taking a little shot at Ricky Fowler, like because that's the thing to do in golf these days. But it does seem to me I see withdrew an awful lot, and it's not always next to Justin Rose's
name. If you're truly injured, I have no problem with it, but it's just so funny how
Justin Rose, you know for a fact he's not truly injured.
I'm sure that he's got some injuries. I'm just saying you are one of the biggest golfers in the world. You're probably, I think, top 20 in the world. You can't just withdraw because you're having a bad round.
Why not?
Because it's a professional event. There are people that have traveled
to this
event for you, like your caddy, your team.
But they obviously, if you're playing that bad, they don't want to see you no more.
Those caddies want to go have a beer too, man. They know they're not getting any money that week because if you don't make the cut, you get zero money.
That's
by
true.
The way,
I got to believe the caddy gets zero as well.
No, you're right. I mean, they may get a base pay.
By the way, this is completely off subject, but if pictures start floating around about Kyle Kuzma's outfit today they play Miami. Oh, it is hideous. He took the whole South Beach thing to a new level today.
What is with that guy? He loves his fashion, and it's not good fashion.
This is maybe I'm just getting old and I can't tell what fashion is, but he's got the shorty shorts. Look like it's like a silk flow. I don't know. It's pretty atrocious.
I'm going to have to go look this up in the break.
Oh, I'm sure there's pictures going around knowing Twitter and
everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for the Daily Gambit. If you would like to go bet on Justin Rose and waste your money, you can. He's plus 350 right now. I would say Jordan Spieth, even though I'm not a big fan of his either, he's plus 800. That's a good bet. John Rahm is plus 1300. That's a really good bet. He just had a kid. And Patrick Reed is plus 1300. So that could be a good bet as well.
Don't think that you're going to mention Patrick Reed and just skate right past that.
I don't know why I would ever do anything of the sort.
Patrick Reed is only
little PR.
Yeah, only five shots off the lead in fourth place.
He is
going into Friday.
You know he's from Augusta State.
So how about this, Tony? I get on third base last night.
How about this though? We have to do this, Chris, real quick.
Oh yes, we do. I'll tell you about that later, Tony.
You didn't do it early like I did though.
No, we don't have to do it twice. It's time for a Grand Slam giveaway code word. This hour's code word is launch, like driving, you know, driver, launch, driver. Text launch. I shouldn't have said that. It's just launch. Text it to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't drive and text. Tune in at 55 past the hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. for code words in the Grand Slam giveaway powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better. Download the BetQL app today. Chris has a story for us on the other side. Is that correct, Chris?
A few stories from last night's softball. And also, most likely a Scraby loss in Chris's Fantabulous Game
need
Show.
To play.
It's all ahead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.